Hi there, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about how to do database reactivation with email and AI. Let's dive in. If you're an agency and you deal with clients and you offer services to them, then it's likely that they've got old leads, right? And what we usually do to turn those old leads into sales is to SMS them and use AI to go back and forth and turn them into a sale. And then we take up to half of the profits from that sale, okay? Very lucrative, works extremely well. And if you want to find out more about that, there's a link. I've got a book called The Instant AI Agency, which teaches you how to do that. But some of the times there's issues around sending SMSs, okay? Because first of all, the client might not collect SMSs on their leads. It might be just email only. Secondly, they might not have their privacy policy set up so they're allowed to SMS their old leads, okay, which happens quite a lot, right? Unfortunately, it happens. So people have been asking, can we do this with email only? And the answer is yes. And it can also be extremely lucrative. And the reason why it's so lucrative is because it's been around for ages. It just hasn't had AI to do all of the work, right? Some of you might have heard of the 9-word email by Dean Jackson. It's like famous, right? And it's made people tons of money. It's something like, hi, Dan, are you still looking for solar in Brighton? That's it. And it just gets, I believe it depends on the niche, right? But it can be anything from a 1% reply rate up to 20, 25% reply rate. Up until 2024, you had to install a sales team on that inbox. Now we can do this with AI instantly. So there's no sales staff required. There's no time lag waiting for the salesperson to reply the next day or after the weekend. It all happens fast, right? And it's really, really cool to watch this working. So I'm going to hand you over to Graham. He's going to show you how to do this, how to set it up, and how easy it is for you to do for yourself so you can offer this to your clients and make some money from it. Okay, over to Graham.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Guys, today we're going to go through and build your email Android. So very similar to what we've done with SMS, but since you just use an email, it's quite a basic version. So I'm just going to show you around the snapshot first that I'm going to give you below this video. So do check that out. You can just upload it straight into your high-level account. So first and foremost, you want to go to settings in your sub-account and then to custom values. There's a lot of custom values you want to fill in here. So if it's for a client, you'll want to just name your client. So let's just go through and do these now. These will form part of your workflows going forward. It just makes it a bit easier so you can just fill in these things. Let's go through that. I'm just going to pause this quickly just so you don't have to watch me fill these all in, but then you'll see what it's meant to look like afterwards. Okay, so we're going to do this for a solar company. So these are ones that I've added in now. You want to use these if you're going to be doing it for your own agency, but this video is going to be in the eyes of you creating it for a client. That's our Android name. Cool. That's all done. So I'm just going to go through each one. Your Android name is obviously what you're going to call your Android, so what they're going to be called. Ours is normally called Sarah. Then obviously the business name is the name of the client, so that's going to be Flexible Solar. Business website is www.flexiblesolar.com. So these are your client's data, so whoever you're running it for. I'm going to show you how to get the calendar link in a sec. The client's notification email, so that will be something like graham@flexiblesolar.com. That doesn't exist, so I've just put my email in. But that's what you'll want. They're going to get a notification when an appointment has been booked. Then these are what you're going to be using to send the emails. So that's a sender email. So this has got to be your client's email address as well. So you'll want a generic sending email for your client. So it could be anything at flexiblesolar.com. Again, to be able to use this, I've got to use one of ours, but we'll be using our client's email domain here. Sender name is the name of the person that is going to be sending it. Preferably it'll be a person's name. And then the sign off name is where you say cheers, Dan, at the end. So you just want to put in their first name here. The first outgoing email, you're going to want to amend this. So it's in the prompt here. That's the message you want to use. So you want to go and amend this. So it'll be it's Sarah from Flexible Solar here. Is this the same dynamic first name that got a solar quote from us in the last couple of months? So we can go in, we want to add the dynamic tag in for first name here. So we're going to delete that out, two squiggly brackets, contact.first_name, like so. Update that, and then I'm going to go in and just update the rest quickly. And then I'm gonna go and update this. I'm gonna do Sarah. It's Sarah from Flexible Solar here. It's the same contact first name that got a solar call from us in the last couple of months. Cool. And I'm gonna press Control A and then copy. So let's select it all, copy it, press update. Then the prompt template's gonna be below this video as well. So go and check that out now. Then you wanna go to File, make a copy, call it whatever you want. And then we're gonna want to just amend it. So here we want to paste that in there. That is all good apart from this bit. This will need to be changed in Zapier, but that will come up and we'll see that. So we'll do that afterwards, okay? Okay, so now that's done. Let's make this go 50 a page. You can see the other things. So we've got industry type is solar. Webhook, I'll sort that out when we're doing the zap. Now let's go get the calendar link, okay? So we go into calendars. There'll be an appointment calendar here. Now you can go in and amend this. So we're going to edit and you can do whatever you want. So meeting details, you can change all the meeting details, the description, the calendar name, the meeting invites. So I don't like using user first names. Let's just do Flexible Solar's appointment with contact name, but you want to change that out. So it will, in your snapshot, it will look like this, but I will just change that out. Location value, that's where you can add a Zoom link if it's going to be Zoom. Availability, you can change the availabilities of their calendar. Forms, I'd keep it the same as that. Not necessarily, no need to change it unless you absolutely have to. Again, notifications, I would keep that the same. That's an acknowledgement email is going to be sent out to the contact. And I would leave that the same. Links calendar, you can go and link your Google account or your client's Google account in the integration section. I'll show that in a sec. And once you've integrated it, then calendar, all the calendars that are under that Google account will come up here. You can go and select one that will link it and sync it up. And you don't have to do any customizations. To show you in the integrations part, you just sign in with Google here and that will add your Google account there. So you'll be able to pull through your calendar data. Now to get the link, we'll go to calendars and we'll go to share and we'll just copy. Now this isn't a very nice link to use, so I'm just gonna pop this in here for the time being. But it's not that pretty. So what I personally would do, and you don't have to, I mean, this is way quicker just to get it ready, get it done. But either use a short link like short.io, or you can create your own calendar page in here. So for example, you can just go and find consultation. Where's the calendar page? One second, I'll just go find it for you, one sec. Okay, so I'll just built one into the snapshot quickly for you guys. This is what I'll be using. It's just a page with the calendar embed on it. As you can see here, it just embeds the calendar here. You will need to connect up your domain. If you're not sure how to do that, I'll pop a video on how to do that below this video as well. And then you can just send them to this link here. For the time being, I'm gonna keep the calendar link as this long one, but once you set up that page and you've got an actual link, which is basically https://www.flexibleseller.com/calendar, way better link to use. So I would really recommend doing that or using short.io. Okay, cool. So now we've done that, let's look at the automations. So here we go, the automation Android. So first of all, we've got the GPT conversation start. Now, if you've seen our videos before, it's similar to that. It can be triggered via having like the Sales Android test drive, which is the Sleeping Beauty funnel that you saw in the funnel page as well, if someone fills that out. Or if it's a FB lead, you can trigger it with it, whatever you want. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to take your sender name from the custom values and the sender email value as well for these two. So that's all set up. Subject is this contact first name? And it's just similar. It's hey, contact first name. It sends out your first outgoing email, which is the standard one. Thanks. And then custom values, email sign off. Then you get a standard update the opportunity. You've got a sales pipeline in there. Updates the main conversation, adds a chat note, waits for reply, times it after 90 minutes. Then you've got your bumps down here, which you can go and amend. All the same as RE. Is this a money thing? Something to bear in mind, this doesn't go into a thread. So like on Gmail, where you have loads and loads of emails in a thread, it's the one downside of this. There are ways around it. You can do a lot of cool stuff, but this is the basic version of it, just so you're aware, but you still send out the emails. So that's bump email one, bump email two. You can go and amend this as well. I would go through and just make sure it's all good. We've got standardized bump messages, but you can just go and amend them. That's totally fine. If they do reply, it comes down here. Very similar. Gets the tag reply to first double tap. Update the lead response and the last message. Update the lead conversation, which is going to add in the reply. Updates the chat note. Sends to ChatGPT, creates the opportunity that it's responded, waits for ChatGPT to not be empty. It's got a timeout of minutes. This side you don't need to touch. This is just going to be a fail-safe to make sure that the ChatGPT has filled the custom field. So don't ignore that side. That's just a catch-all. Then it's going to come down here. It's going to send the response, which is contact.chatGPT, and thanks, custom values, and the sign-off, which is just Dan at the moment, so it's thanks, Dan. Update the AI conversation again, so you don't need to touch that. Most of you don't really need to touch, apart from... No, that's all good. Yeah, you don't need to touch any of this, apart from if you wanted to amend the bump messages. This is just the ChatGPT field that's being sent. Custom values, email sign off. Nothing you need to touch here. Wait for contact reply. Once the reply, again, update the lead conversation, add a chat note, save client response, and empty ChatGPT. And we're going to add them to the second workflow and remove them from this workflow. So we're going to ChatGPT 2. Again, it's exactly the same as the SMS one. Gets sent to ChatGPT. Waits for ChatGPT to be updated, the field inside high level that sends it out. Once it's updated, it will then be sent out via a ChatGPT response email. Again, all set up like this. Ari, is this the contact first name? You can put whatever you want in the subject line, by the way. And then it just goes, sends the ChatGPT with a thanks and the email sign off. And it just goes on, updates the conversation, waits for the reply. Once they reply, updates the lead conversation, and so on. And this is exactly the same for the other five. I would go through and just familiarize yourself with the workflows if you haven't used this before. But that's basically how it works. Then when a calendar link is sent, you want to make sure that this is all working. So ChatGPT has changed, and the if-else condition is, do they qualify? You want to come in and add in your calendar link that we've just done, so do make sure that is done. You can just do, if you want, that should suffice, but do make sure you go and add something there. Then it's add tag, updates once the schedule to yes, changes to lead qualified, and then we send the notification to you to let you know that they are qualified. They've got the booking link. Now they just need to book. And that's from name, from email, all sorted for you. to the same sender email. So it's sending to that same email. You can change that. Subject lead qualified, and it just sends you who's been qualified. And this is a special link that you can click and it will take you to the contact that has qualified. And then finally, probably not as necessary because it's not SMS, but we've kept this in here. If they reply delete, we're going to D&D them and remove them from all the workflows. Not as necessary as SMS, so don't worry too much about that. Okay, so we've seen all these. Next up is to build the Zap. So you want to go into your Zapier account, press create, new Zap. Then we want to go and create a webhook. And then we want to select catch hook, press continue, go to test. Now we want to go and get this hook here. We want to go back to high level, go to settings, custom values. And this is where we want to update the webhook. Go to 50 a page. And then it's this one down here, the webhook ChatGPT 3 SB. We'll edit it, paste in the hook, press update, and that will update every single workflow in the email Android. And then we want to go back across here, go back to high level. We want to go and find the test webhook. Here it is. Now, just check, yep, that's correct. Perfect, so don't change anything here. Do we have a contact? No, we don't. So you want to go into your contacts now in high level, press the plus button, and you want to add in a contact. Ugh. So add in the first name, last name, email. Make sure it's a unique email you haven't used before with high level. So I often do this. The plus, phone number. And then just press save. Then you want to go down to automation. Press add. Type in test. And click on test webhook. Add. Go back to Zapier. Press test trigger. Should have come through. Perfect. Continue with selected record. Then you want to select ChatGPT. Event is conversation. Press continue. Link up your ChatGPT account. If you're new to this and you haven't done it before, you can do it like this. So you want to go to OpenAI. You want to select a project and you want to go and get your API key, which would be go to Playground. Nope. Where is it? Always change this around. Go to dashboard, API keys. So you want to go and just create a new secret key, demo email, create, copy, and then what you want to go here and you just want to do change, connect a new account. I'll pop in the API key here, and then we need to go and get the organization name. Is in your settings in general, and org ID is here. And you want to add that into the org ID and press yes, continue. So that's a new one. I'm just gonna edit connection name, make sure I know which one this is. Android. Press OK, continue. And then I'm just gonna go and set this up. So user message. We use the lead response field. You can pick whichever model you want to use, but we still use ChatGPT 4 Turbo Preview. It's a bit more expensive, but it does give better responses. Memory key, we use the email. Username is the first name of the lead. Assistant name, type in whatever you're going to call your ChatGPT assistant.
Now, the instructions, we want to go in and amend these. So I'm just going to show you how I would amend these. So I'm going to just insert these. So this is solar, email for solar services. I'm going to leave it as UK and British because that's where I am. We're going to change this to solar panels because that's the product we're selling. That's all good. Are you interested? Okay, cool. So here it says, the response to the first message is positive. You say exactly this. Negative, sorry about that. Just to confirm, are you interested in solar panels? So we'll change that to solar panels. So we've got to make sure you go in and amend these. First question, how much is their monthly electric bill? That's all good. Add in your calendar link. So I'm just going to go and get my calendar link now. Whatever you put in the custom values, I'm not going to set up the page just now, but I'll just use this one. I don't want this one here. Paste that in. Just going to format that into correct. Cool. And as you see, it's way, so I do recommend getting a better link than this. I'm just doing this for time value. And if you wanted to find the link shortener, short.io is the thing. I'll pop that in the description as well. Back to the prompts. So you got down here, all this is good. We're going to just change this to whatever you've named your Android. And then client's name, that's going to be Flexible Solar. That's the client we're running this for. And that's all good. It's Sarah. So do make sure you amend these. Flexible Solar. That got a solar quote. And then dynamic first, and we'll sort that out in a sec. Therefore, omit instructions. Perfect. Add client name. So make sure you amend this to whatever that's correct for your client. Add your opening hours. 5 p.m. Monday, Friday. We want to get the very best. Solar panels, we'll do everything. So add in the product that you're selling. That's all good. Okay, once that's all good, you can just go and highlight that all, press copy, and you can paste it, get rid of whatever's in there and paste it in. So that's all good. Firstly, we want to go and amend this one, dynamic first name. So let's go and add first name. So you can see that's added a dynamic first name in here. There's another one up here. We want to just get rid of this one. Go down to the catch-up values, press first name again. That's added that in. And I think that is all good. Leave these, press continue, and we want to just test the step. Should come up with something like thanks. Yep, cool, perfect. Then we want to go and press the little plus button, add lead connector. We want to add update contact, press continue, choose your account. So many email. Nope, connect to new account. So the way we do this is we go back here, go to settings in your sub account, business profile, and then we want to go and once this is done, bear with. Cool, so that's gone. Generate key. This is for a new account. Press copy. Copied. Go and add your key here. Yes, connect. And then you want to go and edit connection name, name it whatever the sub account's called. That will be our one. Press continue. And then you want to go and add in the email so it finds the contact inside high level. We're going to mark lead as false. It's not a new lead, it's just updating the lead. So that's why we do it as false. And in ChatGPT, you want to go to the conversation, scroll down to the bottom, select reply, and then press continue, skip test, publish. But before you publish, it's published anyway, just you want to just go amend the name of the Zap as well. Rename demo. GPT conversation. So that's done, that's all set up. So we should be good to go and test this now. So I'm gonna go and pop this through. So we'll put a little test through now. GPT conversation start. So the email's been sent. As you can see, hey Graham, it's Sarah from Flexible Solar here. Is this the same Graham that got a solo quote from us in the last couple of months? Thanks, Dan. So that's that. Now let me just get my email. Okay, cool. Now, just before we go through this, it's a very important point that you set up your email settings inside High Level correctly, because it will just use the High Level basic email sending domains, which can affect your deliverability. So I'm going to pop a video below this, another video below this this current video, just to go through how to set up your email correctly in High Level. I've done a video on that before, so you can go have a look at that. I'm just going to go and reply. Replying to this now. There we go, send. And that should come through into this email here. Let's just refresh the page. Cool, so that's got a 2 now. So let's see, we've been moved to lead responded. So let's go have a look what it said. Hey Dan, yes it is, kind regards, Graham. So, there we go. Let's see if it's going to go and send us a new one. Okay, so it's sent another one. So it's come through as RE, is this Graham? Brilliant, quick one for you, Graham. How much is your monthly electric bill? This will help us understand how much you could save with solar. Okay, cool, so I'm gonna just go and reply to that now. Okay, so let's just send that off. So I've sent that off. Let's see if that comes in. Hasn't come in yet. Press refresh. Cool, so that's come through. So about £600 is too much. Anyway, I can bring that down. So let's have a look. Perfect. So we've already sent one back. So it says, crikey, 600 is a steep one. If it comes to the right place, we can surely help bring that down. We're chuffed to say we can be fancy scheduling a call back. And then I'm just gonna get back to them and say, send that back. So it's all working so far, working quite well. And let's just refresh the page. Cool, so that's coming in. So I said, yeah, for sure. So we'll see. Should send the link now. Cool. So it's sent twice. I'm not a fan of that. That should be helped when you bring a proper domain in. Also, what I do is this. I may add these in for you guys. This kind of helps with this as well. When you pop the link with these arrows around it, for some reason, it just when you put links through GPT and high level, it sometimes doubles them up. And this can really help. Put a space in between, and that can really help. So I'm going to leave that in there for you guys. Cool. So it sent that through. So that's good. Oh, yeah, I've been qualified. So I've been sent to lead qualified. Now that should mean, so I've been scheduled. I should have got a notification email as well. Let me just check. I haven't seen one come through yet. Let's see what this did. Where was it? Candling sent. So we can go and have a look at this. Perhaps I wasn't sent. So you can troubleshoot it. So I should have been sent one. Let's see. Which email was this meant to be sent to? I was sent to another one. Yeah. Okay, cool. Got that. So that's all good. And then you can go and book in a call. Now, just to show you, I'll bring this over here as well. Click on it. Ah. Perhaps I've got the wrong link. Let's go to calendars again. Share. Permanent link. You want to do the permanent link, not the scheduling link. So we'll just go and change that in custom values, edit. And that should be a smaller link as well, which is good. Paste that in. And this is what the calendar link looks like. Let's see. Strange, that didn't work. There it is. So the calendar's up. It's got your whatever you've got in there. You can go and book in a call, and that's when the appointment workflows kick in. But yeah, guys, that's basically how we set it all up. So it works well with email. So hopefully you've enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, do let me know. Join our school group below as well. It's a free group where I'm in there giving help to people who are wanting to build these AI automation solutions. So get in there, tag me if you have any questions, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Or pop a comment below here and I'll get back to you as well. Thanks a lot, guys, and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Okay, thank you, Graham. So at the start of this video, I did mention that we have a book out. It's called The Instant AI Agency. It's the new way to create an agency to help clients. It's really good stuff. You should check it out. There's a link in the description. Please enjoy, and I'll speak to you soon.